We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Our good friend Matthew Beauvais from Channel 7, WKBW-TV, right here in Buffalo. Mr. Beauvais, good morning. It's Howard and Jeremy. Thanks for coming on with us. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, guys. Yeah, you know, the Sabres just look like, you know, the greatest team that's ever existed. Who would have thought, right?
And by the way, I want to throw you a quick hockey question. Let me just say right off the bat, I feel guilty, but this is how good a guy he is. Coming on with us on a day off. I probably should have not made you do this, but you are off today and you're still nice enough to come on the show, so thank you for doing that as well.
No, of course. I'm just about to take my dog on a walk in the rain, so quite honestly, this is just prolonging me going outside and getting wet. So it's seriously, I'm just happy to be with you guys.
How about a quick thought or two on the Sabres' quick start to the season and the four wins?
How can you not be impressed? Like, I'm not going to sit here and say that my expectations have drastically changed. Like, I think they might be, you know, relevant for an entire season, which is really exciting. My thoughts on Don Granato are probably what has changed. I really liked him. Now I really, really, really like him. It is amazing what a coach can do, even with a roster that's not that good. You know, last night, I think they got outplayed pretty obviously for about 40 minutes, most of the first period and almost all of the second period. But in the third period, in a close game, they showed up. They were opportunistic on their chances. I loved the way that they ended that game. And they've been strong for, you know, the first six games of the season. It is impressive to see, though, just that they've been able to find ways to win. I don't expect Craig Anderson to continue to be this dominant down the road. I don't expect them to be winning, you know, four out of all of the six games that they play. But I do expect now this team to be a tough game for every opponent that they play every night and play a brand of hockey that's fun to watch. And ultimately, I think that's what this town needs right now. You know, I think it was Friday night. They played the Bruins. They lose 4-1 in that game. They were the better team for most of that game. They controlled pace of play. They just didn't finish on their opportunities. Like, even if a game like that is going to be what we see more often, people will watch because they still look like a fun, young team. So definitely a promising start to the season for them.
Speaking of expectations and whether things have changed, thank you for that segue there. I'll ask you what Jeremy asked me when we were doing the Pick the Bills. Have your feelings on the Bills changed at all due to the loss to Tennessee?
No, I don't think they have. I think, honestly, 6 weeks into the season, my feelings on the Bills are, I thought this in the summer to an extent, but you want to see it proven on the field. I think they're a Super Bowl contender, and I think they're one of the best teams in the NFL. I know the Tennessee loss did not, you know, I know a lot of people were very upset about that, but looking back on it, I am even more happy with the decision that they made to go for it on that play than I was even the night that it happened, just from hearing all of these people talk about, you know, the math behind it and the analytics that go into it and just Sean McDermott trusting his players. I love everything about that. And I know some people don't, and that's totally okay. Everybody can have their own opinion, but I think I would have been more mad at that team if they would have given up a field or if they would have kicked the field goal, lost the coin toss, and then lost in overtime because their defense wasn't playing good. So my expectations are that they're a Super Bowl team. Going into the season, I thought they were a team that could maybe be a Super Bowl contender. And now just watching some of the craziness that's going on around the league, I think they can compete with anybody. I think Tennessee is one of the best teams in the AFC, and I think the Bills were Josh Allen slipping away from, you know, ultimately beating them too. So the expectations for everybody here should be, you know, finish this. I don't know what I didn't get to hear what you did for your Pick the Bill segment this morning.
Oh,
I
no.
I know. You know what? I promise I'll go listen to it on the app later today. Maybe I'll do it on the walk. Mm-mm. But, you know, I expect them from here on out maybe to lose two games, you know, maybe throw in one more. But, like, they're going to be a playoff team, and they're going to be probably the favorite in every game they play besides the Tampa game. So,
hey, what's the second hardest game?
That's why I want a great follow-up, yeah.
Tampa is the hardest game. Tampa's good. The next hardest game is maybe Indy, maybe one of the New Englands because they're playing teams close.
I was going to say the New England game on the road because I think that that might matter for New England still at that point. So I would say right now the New England game on the road going into the season, I would have definitely said Indy. Maybe a week ago I would have said New Orleans, and then I watched them on TV last night, and oh my goodness gracious, like what is that? So I think that should be a win. Yeah, I would say the second toughest game on the schedule behind the Bucs game is probably the day after Christmas on the road against the Patriots, because I think New England is still going to be playing for something then. And if the Bills don't have the division wrapped up by then, of course, there will be heightened importance and everybody will be, you know, walking on eggshells even more than they already are.
Hmm. One of the other things I want to ask you about with the Bill, Matthew Bove with us, Channel 7, Western Hotline. Trade deadlines a week from today. Do the Bills need anything? If so, what?
I don't think they need anything, but that doesn't also mean that they don't have to do anything, because you don't need something for it to benefit your team. Like, if there's a pass rusher out there who they can maybe get, and I know they're loaded with pass rushers, but if there's somebody out there who they really like, or a defensive tackle that they think that they can fit into their rotation, then I think you have that conversation. I've loved Dawson Knox's emergence this year. But if there's a tight end available out there who maybe helps you bridge the gap while he's injured for a little bit, and then all of a sudden you have two viable options, I would consider that. I don't think I would trade any premium assets unless there's, you know, just a complete game changer of a player that's available. So I don't think they need anything, but I think Brandon should probably be exploring the market and see what's going on. And I would be surprised if they make a notable move, but not shocked.
So in this whole, they don't necessarily need anything, as you look at their overall performance, offense, defense, special teams, coaching, whatever you want to bring up, Matt, coming out of the bye as they resume on Sunday against Miami, are there any is there an area or particular areas where you'd like to see the team improve? I know a lot of people might bring up red zone offense, especially because it was an issue against Tennessee.
Yeah, that's exactly where I was going to go. I mean, 2 of 5 against Tennessee just isn't good enough. Tyler Bass is on track to, you know, like, scorch the earth with how many points he's going to score this year. And that's good that he's making those kicks, but you would rather be scoring touchdowns and having him make extra points. I mean, if they were 3 of 5, and I know shoulda, woulda, coulda, it's such like a hindsight thing. If they're 3 of 5 against Tennessee in the red zone last week, they probably win the game. So it is a big thing that they need to concern, especially because they were so dynamic with it last year. I don't exactly know the reason why they're not having as much success in the red zone right now. Maybe it's because, you know, when they're not in the red zone, they're having so much success stretching the field. And then when you get to the end of the field, you can't stretch it anymore. So that's why they're not as efficient there as they are at some other points. But yeah, I think that's probably an area that they need to, you know, figure out. And also defending the play action pass, because that's something that they really got burned on against Tennessee. And, you know, 6 games in, I think the defense has been very impressive, aside from that one game. So I do not think like the sky is falling or anything like that. But Tannehill was able to pick them apart in the middle of the field in that game. And that's something that, you know, might be a blueprint that other teams try and, you know, emulate moving forward.
But before we get to the AFC, and we'll close on that, I did want to ask you, you mentioned Dawson Knox. I think if you asked any Bills fan, you know, the biggest surprises of the season, 99.9%, if not 100%, are going to say Knox right off the bat. Anybody else that has been, you know, maybe a little bit better than you anticipated?
Dawson Knox is definitely the one I would say.
Maybe Rousseau?
Rousseau has been awesome. Taron Johnson has always been a good player, but he just is an exceptionally talented player at what he does, and he basically gives the Bills a player who can play linebacker and who can play corner, which is super unique. Mm-hmm. So I would say, and then on the other side, maybe I'm a little surprised at the struggles of Cody Ford and that they already had to bench him. So I thought going into this year it was a crucial year for Cody Ford. And, you know, we're 6 weeks into the season, and he's now not one of the best five offensive linemen out there, which is concerning for the Bills because they, you know, spent such a big resource on getting him. And I guess to that same tone, Spencer Brown.
Yeah.
You know, has looked good. You know, he had one bad rep the other day against Tennessee when he got, you know, just cooked, and that ultimately led to the Josh Allen interception. But besides that, he's held down the fort pretty well. And moving forward, if you're going to have two tackles in Deion Dawkins and Spencer Brown at those ages, you're sitting in a really good spot for the long haul.
You mentioned Tennessee a couple times. Eye-opening win for them after their victory over the Bills. So we'll get your big picture. I know Jeremy and I yesterday talked about Kansas City. I watched them and thought, you know, they're 3-4. They could easily lose at least three more games, if not more. Mm-hmm. Maybe they don't make the playoffs, whatever. Who is in your group with the Bills at the top of the AFC through seven games?
I would say it's the Bills. I would say it's Tennessee. Baltimore scares me a little bit, but I'll throw them up there because it feels like they do this every year where they look super dominant at times and then like squeak out these games. And then the team that just beat them, Cincinnati, I don't know how you can exclude them. Cincinnati has been such a surprise for me. Like, I remember during the draft process, everybody talking about what a mistake it would be to draft Chase because nobody could protect Joe Burrow. Well, it doesn't look like he needs anybody to protect him right now because he's got three unreal wide receivers who can just chuck it up to, and they make plays. So I would say that those teams are probably a little like a cut above. I would have said the Chargers until they got their, you know, teeth kicked in by the Ravens. And I still think like the Chiefs are going to make the playoffs, and I think still think they're going to be a really tough out. I just, you know, don't think they're the team to beat. I honestly think the Bills and the Titans are a cut above everybody else. And then there's kind of a drop off. And then in that next tier, you've got like the Chargers, the Ravens, the Bengals, the Chiefs. And then after that, there's just this big mess of teams that are all in kind of that next group.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with the Bengals. I was looking at the schedule. They play the Jets next. So they're a heavy road favorite. Lord knows the last time the Bengals were a 9.5-point favorite on the road. So they should win and stay atop the AFC. Before we let you go, Mr. Bove, why don't you get a little plug-in for your Bills show that you guys do Monday nights on Channel 7?
Oh, yeah. It's called The Point After. We do it every Monday. It's myself, Joe Biscaglia, John Murphy. So, you know, basically we just talk about everything that happened the night before in the game, and then we look ahead to the week that, you know, there's not – everybody wants to talk about the Bills right now, and rightfully so. So we just hope that we can teach you something and that you enjoy it, maybe laugh a couple times too.
Well, I don't know how you put up with Biscaglia and that massive ego that he's got, but tell him we send our love. Former intern, so it's okay.
I will.
Hey,
I will.
Does your dog like walking in the rain?
She does until, like, she... You know what I should say? She likes walking in the rain. I don't mind walking her in the rain until she sees another dog, and then she starts to run towards the dog, and then her paws are just completely shot. And what we're trying to deal with right now is this weekend, we just got new couches, and like we're very much like, listen, this is the dog's house. She gets to do what
of course
she wants
to an
extent. So like when I bring her back in from this walk, I'm going to have to sit there and try and dry off her paws for like 20 minutes. Because if she's going to jump on the new couches,
sure.
there's blankets covering the couches right now because of this. But at the same time, like, you know, she's going to be a mess.
Of course, it's her house. Was there any doubt? As long she knows it's her house, you have to understand it's her house.
She's sitting next to me on one of the couches right now, just kind of like staring at me.
Waiting.
I think she knows.
Sorry.
I think she knows what's about to happen.
Sorry, we kept her from her walk. I apologize. Thanks,
it's
Matt.
Okay.
Thanks for coming.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.